Now, work has been completed on a €60 million project to remediate one of the most toxic sites in the country. And this is the dump that was used for 40 years for ash and waste from the former Irish steel plant at Hall Boland in Cork Harbour. The site has been transformed now. It's going to open next year as a recreational park on the water's edge in Cork Harbour. And I've been hearing all about it from the Chief Executive of Cork County Council, Tim Lucy.
The completion of a magnificent development supported by government and ourselves. You're looking at an extensive recreation amenity park sitting right across from Spike Island in the order of 30 to 40 acres. As you know, it was known locally as the Slag Heap, which was as a result of significant unauthorised dumping over the years there. That's been completely removed. It now has completely new landscaped areas, walkways, biodiversity areas inside there. Ultimately, we would see this as being a region that will be highly attractive to all of those in Cork and indeed outside of Cork. And I suppose it's also the further development of a whole range of pieces that we're trying to do down here in Cork Harbour and growing its overall potential, tourism and leisure destination, amongst what is also a highly productive manufacturing region with a whole range of industries down here.
And that's a fantastic thing to see, but it was a big job to do. You had 40 years of ash and waste from the former Irish steel plant there to deal with.
Yeah, absolutely. All of which has been removed safely to the highest environmental conditions, and the engineering solutions that were put in here actually will significantly enhance the entire environmental conditions in the harbour. And it's important to note as well, I think, in all of this that we had significant support from across all communities, including Chase, who are the Environmental Harbour Alliance in down here, which manifests itself actually in no objection whatsoever being made to the planning application originally when it was made and indeed to the EPA licence. So it just proves that when working with communities and working with all stakeholders down here, that something of this nature can be transformed.
And how soon is this park going to be open to the public with its cycleways and walkways and pitches and so on?
We'll have the official opening is planned for May bank holiday weekend next year, potentially probably the 4th of May or certainly someday over that weekend. It'll be featured nationally, there's no doubt about that. We'll have a whole series of events around it. And it will also give us an opportunity to show off everything else that we're doing in the harbour, including even most recent developments. We're currently looking at a whole range of new developments down in Patches West, Spike Island, in conjunction with the Port of further development of Spike Island. We're working closely with the Port of Cork on the concept of additional cruise liner facilities over in Spike. And ultimately, this entire area here will be linked back into the city through the development of greenways, which makes the entire harbour linked sustainably as well.
Sustainably, and indeed so sustainably, they've dug up all that waste material and it's been buried deep in the ground and it's been covered with tons and tons of subsoil and topsoil, and it's all going to be a lovely park for everybody next year. But